Annyeong, it's Ari, your talkative Korean friend and weekend reminder. This week has been hectic, so I wasn't really sure if I would be able to upload a podcast. But here I am. Yay! I'm so proud of myself. Last week, I rebooted my podcast after a long break, but I forgot to give my special thanks to my membership supporters. They donate me every month, even when I took a break due to my injury. They leave supporting messages for me. So my members and also occasional donors, thank you all for your support. Okay, so today's episode is about a secret tip to make Korean friends and a mini Korean curse lesson. Let's start today's episode. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, or anything you'll find interesting about my country. Today's story is about... So, today's story is about food sharing and making friends. With South Korea's general election less than a month away, the election campaign is heating up. Candidates are busy visiting stores in their electoral districts, asking for votes. Recently, a candidate for a district in Incheon, a city which is near Seoul, visited a samgyeopsal grill place. He greeted customers and the restaurant owner, going from table to table. And then a group of customers asked him to join them for some samgyeopsal. He didn't refuse. He picked up grilled meat and side dishes and ate with them. When he visits a market, he is offered food by market sellers, and a random pedestrian even gave him bread while he walked on the street. He live streams his campaign daily, so you can watch the videos on his YouTube channel. You can find the link in this week's email newsletter. So this kind of thing happens not only because he's the most popular politician in the country, but also because food sharing is so important in Korean culture. I learned this the hard way, even as a Korean born and raised in the country. When I was in college, I lived in a dormitory where I shared a refrigerator with my roommates. And one day, my mother sent me some food, so I shared it with my roommates on the first day, you know, on the day the food arrived. But after that, I ate the food by myself. After a while, after I ate all the food, one roommate accused me of not sharing food after the first day. I felt really shameful, you know, at the time. I thought sharing food on the first day is enough, but it wasn't because, you know, I shared the refrigerator with them, so they, you know, always see, you know, my mother's food in the refrigerator when they open it every day. But I didn't ask them to, you know, eat, so they thought I was selfish. And I don't really disagree with them. I think I was selfish. So after that, I tried to share food every chance I had. On the internet, there are many posts complaining about selfish roommates or colleagues who don't share food. So it means, in Korea, if you don't share food, it could ruin your reputation, or worse, you could lose a friend or colleague. You might think it's too much, or you might even get scared a little, but you don't have to worry about it too much. You know, you don't have to strictly share food with your Korean friends or colleagues, because they will totally understand the cultural difference. So just take it as a tip, to make Korean friends. Sharing food is one of the easiest ways to earn Koreans' hearts and make them your friends. No matter how small the food is, even just a piece of cake, it's more than enough. You have some online Korean acquaintances, so you can't share food with them physically. Don't worry, just send them a picture of your lunch from time to time. It will have a similar effect to physically sharing food. Believe me, they will love it. It's time for mini Korean lesson. You are gonna speak some Korean sentences with me. But this week's lesson is a little bit different because we are gonna learn some like curse sentences because we all need them, right? And also today's lesson has a theme, which is to all the idiots I have encountered. Sometimes you just can't avoid encountering someone who says nonsense and spouts BS. This especially often happens in the current era of social media. But I'm happy to tell you that there are two useful sentences you can use to counter them. I want to give you a warning before speaking. The following sentences are like curse level rude, so be careful when using them. So you just met someone who is saying nonsense and, you know, keep repeating BS. What should you do? You can say the following sentence. 머리에 우동사리만 찼냐? I'm gonna speak a little slowly. 머리에 우동사리만 찼냐? So this sentence, 머리에 우동사리만 찼냐? Literally means, is your head filled with only udon noodles? You know udon, right? It's a thick noodle made from wheat flour. So this sentence accuses the counterpart of having udon noodles instead of a brain in their head. And the first word, 머리, means head in Korean. And in the sentence, there's a word 우동사리, which means udon noodle. So udon means udon and sari means noodles. And as you can see, the sentence 머리에 우동사리만 찼냐 ends with 냐, you know. When the question sentence ends with 냐, it's very, very casual. It sounds like very casual, you know. It's almost always used between like really close friends or when you are pissed off and you accuse someone of something. Now, repeat after me. First, we are gonna do it slowly, and for the second and the third, we're gonna do it faster. Are you ready? You can totally do this. Prepare your tongue. I mean, like, you know, turn on the Korean mode on your tongue. Okay, now let's start. 머리에 우동사리만 찼냐? 머리에 우동사리만 찼냐? 머리에 우동사리만 찼냐? Okay, you did a great job. Now let's look at the second sentence. So the second sentence you can use to counter idiots online and offline is 뇌는 장식으로 달고 다니냐? I repeat, 뇌는 장식으로 달고 다니냐? So if I speak this sentence more slowly, it's like this. 뇌는 장식으로 달고 다니냐? So can you guess what the sentence means? It means Do you carry your brain as an accessory? So it accuses the counterpart of having a brain as an accessory, not as a functioning organ. So the first word in the sentence is 뇌. It sounds like N-W-A-E, 뇌, and it means brain. So repeat after me, 뇌, 뇌. Okay, now let's repeat the whole sentence with me. So, do you carry your brain as an accessory? In Korean is, I'm gonna do it slowly first. 뇌는 장식으로 달고 다니냐? Now faster, two times. 뇌는 장식으로 달고 다니냐? Before repeating for the last time, imagine that you just met someone who keeps saying nonsense and BS. You are so pissed off. And now say the following sentence. 뇌는 장식으로 달고 다니냐? You did a great job as always. I'm so proud of you. So these two sentences are very, very common. So, you know, keep them in mind in case you need them. If you want to see the text version of the Korean lesson, you can read this week's email newsletter. You can find the link in the description of this episode. And when you read the newsletter, don't forget to check out this week's Korean food, which is makgeolli boiled pork. It's kind of trending in my country lately. It's super, super simple to make. So try this food if you want during this weekend. Okay, so thank you so much for listening as always. And I will be back next week. 다음 주에 봐요. 안녕.